Welcome to Postcast, where tonight the Utah Jazz blow out the Golden State Warriors in a dominating performance. The Jazz have won 18 of 20. The Jazz have won 13 of 14. The Jazz are really good. We're talking about it coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 6200 South and 20th East, as well as coming to you down now at the Gateway right next to the arena. Stop by, get all your fun stuff. You used to have to eat Mudslide cookies all the time because of depression. Now you can eat Mudslide cookies out of happiness. Ron Boone, what's your thought on this one?
You know, there's not much other than the fact that the Jazz did what they had to do to win a basketball game. Impressed with the first quarter because what I was expecting, we didn't. Either the Jazz took them out of it or the Golden State Warriors just didn't provide it, meaning the hustle plays and how hard they play, that type of thing. And it just wasn't there, and the Jazz just basically just took advantage of it. But the impressive thing is that they did it without just they stayed within what they had planned, planned for this morning.
All right. I think this is a big picture show. I mean, there's not a lot to this game. The Jazz just throttled an inferior team. I think people want big picture stuff. So let's do that. The Jazz have won 18 of 20. They're the number one offense in the NBA. The offensive numbers are not just good, they're insane. Tonight was the fourth best offensive performance by any team all season. Is there a great question just came in from Spencer Ward. If you had to pinpoint one thing that could derail the Jazz against better teams, what would it be? So what? Let's start on the offensive side of things. What would that be?
Turnovers. And one thing that I've always thought gave the Jazz problem is the aggressive perimeter defense that keeps them from getting in to their offense, and that's especially in a half court offense. But when the Jazz get into their offense on their secondary break, they seem to not have a problem. If they have to play in the half-court offense with a very aggressive perimeter defensive team, switching all over the place, trying to take them out of it, and the Jazz, for the most part, have been pretty good playing in a short clock, but that could probably give the Jazz some problems to the point where they have to really make some adjustments.
The switching's an interesting concept. If someone comes out, and I don't know who does this anymore, and just tries to switch everything 1 through 5, but the one thing we're beginning to see is Rudy's being able to take some advantage of smaller defenders down low.
Yeah, and if that happens, I'm sure Quinn is very good at making some adjustments. And I think the best thing what's going on with this team right now is the fact how they've learned how to read what's going on. How they if they take away this, then I do that. You know, that type of thing. And I listen to the coaches and the players talk about read offense they seen the flow is what they call it, and they do a very good job of that. So what could derail this team? I think if they start playing individual and just playing for, you know, just thinking they could do it all by themselves, maybe that would be one thing. It'd
be interesting to see if any of that type of play would resurface, because that's a little bit of what happened early in the years. They just had a bunch of guys who I think their natural instinct is when something went wrong to try to do it themselves. Right now, it's the opposite. First play of the game tonight, Ron. Boom, 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 all around the arena.
Well, and for the most part, Golden State blew it up because the first play was for Boyan in the left corner for the three-point shot. They blew that up, and the Jazz moved the basketball around. Boyan relocates from one corner to the other, and he gets the shot off.
And those are actually the kind of plays that make you think that it's going to be hard for anyone to derail this team, because that's them just playing basketball and spacing the floor correctly and taxing teams.
You hear Quinn talk about just play basketball. And so just by playing basketball, that is staying whatever, and you're trying to get done out there, and the read offense. I mean, just reading where it's what's going on and take advantage of it.
Somebody is asking whether or not Kyle Burks wants to know if Rudy could gain any traction in the MVP conversation. He's been so dominant. I don't think so. The only scenario where that would get interesting is if somehow we end up being the number one seed in the West and people start to try to figure out why, then maybe that starts to come up as Rudy.
Boy, and Giannis has such a big lead on what's going on in the NBA right now. I'd be very, very surprised if something like that was to happen. LeBron, Giannis, Doncic, down in
Doncic,
down in Dallas. I mean, I'd be very surprised if that materializes.
The defensively, I don't know what the Jazz needed. I mean, they did enough tonight. Frankly, the defense rating was a 78. There was a 95. It was 100. I mean, really, this was a pretty perfect performance.
Well, this is what I expected something like this after a while. I mean, after the first half, I didn't expect the Jazz to get off the gas. But they were just getting whatever they wanted tonight. I mean, so that offensive rating is probably skewed a little bit because of, Golden State's not very good right now. You know?
I mean, but here's the thing that's interesting. If you go look at the last stretch of games, okay, they're actually averaging, scoring 12 points more than what the opponent allows. So the average defense of the Jazz opponents for the last stretch since Clarkson came is a 110.2, which would put them at about 19th. So they're playing a little bit less than average defensive teams, but they're averaging 122. The Warriors tonight came in as a 112 defense, so the Jazz should have put up a 124 if they're playing. So instead they just put up a 137 or one. Like, it was, they put up the fourth best offensive game of the year. How does question coming in from Jason Norman? You compare the Jazz offense. Is it in the class of the Warriors offense of the past or the Rockets offense of the past? The last two best offenses we've seen in the NBA.
I really think as probably the Warriors. I'm going to say the Warriors because of the offense, the way they move the ball, the type of shots that they get. Warriors offense is all predicated around one player. I mean, I'm sorry, the Rockets offense is all predicated around one player. The Jazz offense is, you know, Donovan's going to get 20 shots a game, but it doesn't seem like he's hogging 20 shots a game. Boyan's going to get 15. Doesn't seem like he's hogging 15 shots a game. Whereas, you know, Harden, you know, he's going to get 20, 25, 30. 35 if needed. And so I'd say the Golden State Warriors.
And the only thing on that is we do, as good as our shooting is, it's not Steph Curry. It's not Klay Thompson shooting.
No,
we have good shooting. And universally, our shooting has probably got more depth. It used to fall. Jazz used to not guard Iguodala, not guard Draymond Green. We don't have that. We have everybody on our team is high-level shooters. And so that's what makes us unique offensively compared to anyone else. Question about the pins everyone's wearing. Those are for Commissioner Stern. Ron should have his on right now, but he doesn't. I have mine on my coat behind me, of course, because I started the night with a sport coat. There it is right here for you. There's the pin that is honoring David Stern tonight. So I guess it would be, well, I guess I should have turned it the other way. There we go. That was really good for those of you there on the podcast. Now we have the nervousness of peaking too early. I think that wraps us up. Frankly, one question we had is what do you expect with our upcoming schedule?
Let me add to that, because they're saying peaking too early. This time last year, this is when we started to peak. Because this time last year, we had just gotten over the 500 mark at 20-21. So it can't be that we're peaking too early. But we caught fire the second half of the season, won 54 ball games. So I don't know. We're just playing well, and we're happy to see it, and hope it continues.
18 of 20 is fun. 13 of 14 is fun. It's all fun. This has been Postcast. Have a good night.